Hi everyone, this is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from StreamGlobe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our StreamGlobe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward StreamGlobe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to StreamGlobe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's StreamGlobe Devotional is titled, Neither Hot Nor Cold. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Revelation chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I am going to vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and have acquired great wealth and need nothing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. The church in Laodicea was lukewarm because they had become worldly. This worldliness manifested in their focus on material things rather than eternal things. You see, you can focus all your spiritual energy and use the power of grace and faith only on earthly riches, when its real purpose was for eternal riches. God gave you this power to focus on riches, but these riches should be eternal riches that last forever. Earthly riches are but an addendum. When a Christian focuses on physical wealth instead of the kingdom of God, chances are that he will get what he wants if he is well taught on how to apply all the spiritual principles. But such a Christian will be spiritually impoverished. His pitiful state will be obvious when real life begins in our eternal kingdom. The church in Laodicea boasted and thought they were doing fine because they had physical wealth. But they did not know that their true spiritual state was pitiful. They were wretched, poor, blind, and naked. It is not possible to serve God and mammon. Unfortunately, many Christians have been overtaken by the love of money, and this has made them unfruitful in the kingdom. Go into today knowing that if your goal in life is no longer centered on advancing the kingdom of God and advancing in that kingdom, you are now serving mammon. Those who serve God understand that life is a privilege to serve, please, and know God in this realm and time. A realm that presents the opportunity to be conformed to God's image and become His son for eternity. They understand that even money is a means to this end, not the end itself. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Philemon chapter 1. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next. The book of Philemon.
The book of Philemon.
Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker. Also to Aphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home.
Grace and peace to you
from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
I always thank my God as I always
thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your love for all his people,
your faith in the Lord Jesus. I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. Therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. It is as none other than Paul, an old man and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus, that I appeal to you for my son, Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do would not seem forced, but would be voluntary. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a fellow man and as a brother in the Lord. So if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything,
charge it to me. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back. Not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I ask. And one thing more. Prepare a guest room for me, because I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends you greetings. As do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
The end of the book of Philemon.